Second Baba Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Ches. Shor Shehu Yotze Lihi Sokol. A shor that is being taken out to be stoned. As this shor has killed a person, and therefore the shor is put to death. And the din has already been decided by Bezin that the shor should be put to death. Vihi Dishu Balov Eino Muktus. The Balam was then Makish the shor. It is not considered Hegdish, and since the din has been decided already to put the shor to death, the Balam has lost ownership of the shore and therefore does not have the ability to be mocked at the shore. Shachto, Bitsaro Osir. If the shore is shafted after the din has been decided to put it to death, the meat is Osir to eat. And the Pasuk says, Sako Yisako Hashor Velo Yocho Et Bitsaro. A shore that killed a person must be stoned and the meat cannot be eaten. And we learn from here that even if the shore is shafted before you have a chance to stone it, the meat is Osir to eat. Bim Achelo Nigmar Dino Hikdishu Balav Muktush. But if before the din has been decided by Bezin to put the shore to death, the Balam is Maktish the shore, then the shore is Hegdish. And since Bezin has not yet decided the din, the Balam has the ability to be Maktish the shore, Bim Shachto Bisaro Mutter. If the shore is shafted before the din is decided to put it to death, the meat is Mutter. As only after Bezin has decided to stone the shore is the meat Asur L'Achila. Misach is Baba Kama, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Tet. Masro L'Shoy Mechinam. If the owner of the shore gave over the shore to a Shoy Mechinam, somebody who is watching the shore without receiving compensation, Vilash Soil, or the owner of the shore lent the shore to somebody, L'Naisei Sachar, or he gave it over to a Naisei Sachar, somebody who is watching the shore and receiving compensation for doing so, Bila Seicher, or somebody rented the shore, Nichnasu Tachas HaBalam. All these people take the place of the owner, Muad Mishalim Nezek Sholem, Bitan Mishalim Chati Nezek. If the shore would cause damages while one of these people is watching the shore, if the shore is a Muad, then the Shomer would have to pay Nezek Sholem. If the shore is a Tam, the Shomer would be the one to pay the Chati Nezek, and since they are the one that is watching the shore, they are responsible for any damages that are caused. Kasro Bala Bamasiro. If the owner of the shore tied up the shore with a rope, Benal Befunav Karoi, or the owner locked up the shore with a fitting lock, meaning he locked up the shore in a place that will hold up in a Ruach Mitsuya in a regular wind, but the place will not hold up in a Ruach She'ena Metzuya, in a very strong wind. This is considered a Shmira Bechusa, a minimal way of guarding a shore. The Yatza Behizik, and the shore got away and caused damages. Echad Tav, Echad Muad, Chayev, Divrei, Rabbi Meir. Whether the shore is a Tav or a Muad, the owner would have to pay for the damages that are caused according to Rabbi Meir, even though the owner watched over the shore and locked it up, since it is a Shmira Bechusa, a minimal way of guarding the shore, the owner is chayav. But if the owner would lock up the shore in a place that will hold up in a ruach she'ena metzuya, this is considered a shmira me'ula, a very good way of guarding the shore. And if the shore somehow gets away and causes damages, the owner would be patur. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Tam Chayev Umuad Patur. Rabbi Yehuda says, if the owner guards the shore with a shmira pechusa and the shore gets away and causes damages, if the shore is a tam, the owner would pay chesi nezek, but if the shore is a muad, the owner would be patur for the damages that are caused. Not to say that the owner would be patur completely, the owner would pay only chesi nezek megufo, as if the shore is a tam, as the owner only pays nezek sholem if he does not guard the shore at all. Shenemar v'lo yishmerenu balav b'shamar huzeh. The pasuk says when a muad causes damages, the Balam pays Nezek Sholem if the owner did not guard the shore at all. But in this case, the shore is guarded, even though the shore is guarded only in a minimal way. The owner does not have to pay Nezek Sholem, only Chesi Nezek. Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Emo Shmira, Elasakin. Rabbi Eliezer said, if a Mua causes damages, even if the Shomer guarded the shore with a Shmira Mu'ula, the owner still has to pay Nezek Sholem. Since the only way to guard a shore Muad is with a knife, meaning to shaft it. As Rabbi Eliezer holds that nobody should have a sore mood in their property at all. They should shaft the sore mood and not keep it around. So therefore, if a sore mood causes damages, even if the owner guarded it with a shmira meula, the owner would have to pay nezek shoyim.